Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Me and B holding it down. Ashburn, Virginia, ready for Thursday of Ravens Week. This is a big one. You can feel the buzz brewing.
It's in the air.
It is, man. It really is.
In the air.
Good morning to the boys in the aquarium. How you doing, fellas? Everybody's good. Glad to hear it.
They're not talking to us today, Sam?
You never know with the delay down the line. I'm happy to hear if they want to say hello. But
good morning, JP.
There's Jeff.
Jeffrey. This is actually record time for you, JP. You usually don't say good morning to us. You don't usually say good morning to us till like 11. I mean, till like 10:19.
All right. Well, because you're trying to set me up, I will pull back the curtain. I've already spoken to Landfill, so I think that's like to act like we're not acknowledging you is a little silly. We've all been texting. I've alerted you guys
no.
to my view.
You missing the
no
point.
What?
Get to it.
It's yesterday was an interesting day. There were a lot of questions. So Jaden Daniels spoke to the media. What do you figure, 2:45 or so?
Something
like that. And he doesn't want to hear the Lamar comparisons.
I'm with him on that.
Did you ever get that as a player? I mean, even
they
in college
to compare
or whatever.
To somebody, and I would get it, and I said exactly what he said. You know, I'm not trying to be like somebody. I'm trying to be me. And his words were he's trying to be the best version of himself. And I totally agree with that because what happens is when people start comparing you, everything that the other person does, they're looking for you to try and do. And now you're doing something good, but since you're not doing what that person did, you know what I'm saying, they don't think you're at a certain level. But I think the ultimate thing is keep being who you are. Keep doing the things your coach wants you to do. And go like that. Don't give a damn about all of the comparisons and what people want to put out there. Because as you've stated, I've stated, he's an overall better pocket passer than Lamar is. Lamar is extremely talented when it comes to running. But Lamar can let the ball fly too, just like he showed last week with over 300 yards passing. But Jaden has to just be who he is.
I'm curious if you agree with me here. And I recognize he hasn't had the longevity of maybe other quarterbacks yet. I think Lamar's been in the league 6 years now, maybe seven. Mm-hmm. He's been in the league since 18, so this is his seventh season. I think Lamar's the best running quarterback ever.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to.
Lamar and Vic.
Vic and Lamar has done it. Yeah, and Vic. But I'd say Lamar's done it at a more consistent level for a longer time, even though Vic played longer, but he missed two seasons. Mm-hmm. He missed two seasons with the suspension stuff. He missed a season with that preseason injury. Lamar has missed some time. Back-to-back years, Lamar missed about 12 or 13 games. Mm-hmm. But I think that's fair. Vic's electricity is probably unmatched.
I actually talked to Vic last night.
Where at? At the arcade?
He walked into Walters, and Mark had went over there, my buddy Mark, and mm-hmm. then boom, I was on the phone with him.
Oh, all right. I thought you meant like you saw him.
No, I talked with him.
What did he say about Jaden?
Well, he likes him, and he told me to give him a call sometime, and he'll be on our show.
Let's do it. So. That'd be awesome, man. The first time you saw Mike Vick play football is one of those you remember where you were moments. Like I remember watching him at Virginia Tech,
bro.
And just being like, holy
special.
Moly.
Special.
He was something you hadn't seen before. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And especially as a kid, I loved running quarterbacks. Tommy Frazier, when he was at Nebraska, was like my favorite. Charlie Ward at Florida State.
I wanted to go to Nebraska at one point.
And then just what Vic was something else entirely. But so a couple questions got asked a lot yesterday, and understandably, right? It was trying to compare Lamar and Jaden. And I thought Dan Quinn – so you and I talked about a good question for DQ was what is similar, right? Not necessarily comparing them. And I thought DQ's answer on it was really pretty fascinating in that he didn't talk about their ability on the field whatsoever, mm-hmm. just that they're both intense competitors. And I think when you get that kind of competitive drive from your quarterback,
yeah.
which is often the de facto leader of the team, whether or not they're a 10-year vet or a rookie, like the quarterback's the guy touching the ball every time you're on offense. And inherently, there's going to be leadership qualities there.
Sometimes.
But I think when you have that intense competitive drive at that position, I like that. The one comparison we heard yesterday that made a lot of sense, I think
was that one. That competitive drive is there. But I think what made people here give him more respect, the veteran guys, was his work ethic and his humbleness.
Sure.
You know, because a lot of people walk in the door when they're the first-round draft pick, you know, no matter what position they're in, like, I own this joint. And the quarterbacks get a little bit more leeway than other players. He never acted like that. He doesn't act like that right now. After having five of the greatest damn weeks you could have for a rookie, he doesn't act like that now. So it tells you a lot. And then when you hear guys like Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner saying when – they get in here at 6 o'clock. The man has already did his film study and worked out, and they're just getting in here.
It is kind of interesting. So with that Louvu quote, like, have you seen it on all over your Instagram? Like, all the graphic? Part of me wonders if we're taking Frankie a little too literally on the 4 a.m. thing, but whatever. We're riding it out now.
They said it was 4:45 in the offseason.
Right.
So. Right now,
it went from 5:30 to 4:45. Now it's 4 a.m. Like, at some point, do we think he sleeps? Like, he probably sleeps a little.
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you.
I think it's probably 4:45.
You give me 5-6 hours, and I'm good. I've been like that my whole life.
I don't think he's getting here at 4 in the morning. I think Frankie was, like, talking in grand gestures about how early
he gets
here.
What he's saying is he get here before us.
Yes.
And we are supposed to be the veteran workers, and this young dude is leading the way.
Totally agree
and
with
like
that.
I said to the guy yesterday on TMZ, I was doing an interview. I said, people always want to tell you when you're ready to be a leader. Leaders are leaders.
Right.
No matter if I'm a rookie
or
a 10-year guy, if that's who you are, that's who you are. You know, and then people will start to come to you because they will notice what you're doing. That is why I think he is at the position he's in right now, because he didn't force his way into it. He just did what he does, just like little Mikey does what he do.
Right.
And people are going to come up and respect that.
There was a excuse me. I tell you what, when Kerwin gets here, I'm going to see if we can get this audio because it was excellent. We got to talk to Zach Ertz yesterday. And I asked him, you know, because everybody's talking about the big matchup this week. So the overarching conversations yesterday were, you know, does this game feel like a way to measure how good you are because you get to play Baltimore? And to a man, I think the players were pretty dismissive of the notion of a measuring stick,
yeah.
right? because they're like, we know how good we are. We know they're a really good team. We'll see what happens. But the problem with like the suggestion of a measuring stick in week six is that what happens in week 10? You're still in the beginning portion of this thing.
I think
every team in the NFL is still growing into what ideally they become.
But it's a natural mindset of an athlete. Measuring stick against who? You should think that you're the best. You should feel that you're there. Now, for us as media guys and fans, we see how good a team has been for a long time, and you want to see what they do with them. Now, if they go out there and beat them, are we going to automatically think that, oh, they're so good and think that they don't have to keep working? Because the player, if they win the game, they still going to feel like they got something to improve upon. If they lose the game, they know they got something to improve upon. So it's always the same thing. And I think that's why I think when I hear a coach and a player said, I'm not shocked by that, by no stretch. But that's what we always push out there. Oh, you're getting to play against this team now. Because let's be real, teams that are real, real good, and they have a measuring stick too. They want to always feel like they're better than you, so they don't want to lose the game.
Not to be confused with 50 Cent's magic stick. We're talking about a potential measuring stick. I think the guys didn't want to hear that. Allegretti had a really good bite about, we're not measuring ourselves against anyone, but if you want to win games when it matters, you got to beat good teams.
Yeah.
And we know we're playing a good team. It's not lost on them what going to Baltimore represents, right? But it's also not – here's the problem. I keep circling back to one thing Jaden said in so many words. Like I'm kind of paraphrasing, but if you never get too high, you're never going to fall back down. So if they amp everything up that this is the game of the century, this is their Super Bowl on Sunday, what the hell does the next week mean when you host the Panthers at home?
But you never hear players do that.
Right.
All of that hyping is always from the media and the fans.
But there are players that at times, and I've seen it here, there are players, there are coaches, there are staffs that have bought into that stuff.
But
that's when you see the letdowns and stuff. I don't think good teams do that.
You go through a season – and let's be real, your conference games basically in your division are going to be worth more, per se, although you have to learn how to play them as if they're all the same. When you get in the playoffs, you can't tell me the playoffs is like a first game in the season.
No.
And you get to the championship game, it's damn sure not like the middle game of the season, and the Super Bowl is not like the last game.
Sure.
So there are elevations in this thing, but the ultimate thing is – the mindset of the player. If you have prepared yourself, that's why I always said, that's why I look at the game today and I see how long it takes guys to finally hit their stride. Back then, you went through stuff to get to a point so you can carry on. And when you get to that season, you know where you're going, that end of the season. I just feel like, you know, you got to have the mindset where I've already done this. If you train the proper way, no game is going to be worse than that. You know, football on a Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, Monday, Thursday, that's fun. That's easy. The crap you're doing when nobody looking, that's some hard crap. You know what I mean?
When you're in college and you got a midterm the next day, if you've studied and done the work all semester, you get a good night's sleep.
You can go out.
Because you're ready.
Like I did.
Sure. If you've done nothing all year, you got to stay up all night and cram.
It probably won't work for you.
It's not the best way to do it. And I think it's funny. I was talking with, I want to say it was Sean Yancey. This is a few weeks back. But she asked, you know, especially now with like wireless headphones and everything, like almost all the guys, especially early when they come out in the field in like warm-ups and shorts, T-shirts, not when they're coming out in pads, but guys almost always have headphones on. And I think it was Sean. It might have been somebody else. But they were kind of asking, like, well, you know, what music are a lot of guys listening to? And sure, you got guys that are listening to some rock and roll or some hip-hop or whatever. But I remember you telling me this a long time ago and then kind of just learning it myself. A lot of guys are listening to, like, soul, R&B, gospel, religious music because they
easy
just want to be chill.
Yeah.
Because
it's like the calm before the storm. Like you know, you say it gets real, real nice before that damn hurricane comes through.
Right.
And it's like the same type of mindset. Because once that game starts, if you are the same person before the game as you are on the football field, something wrong. You have to transform. You got to become something else, because inside those lines, it's a lot of ignorant stuff going on. And you got to be at a level where you can deal with the ignorant stuff.
Well, dude, two guys that in the last two games when the defensive performance has been quite good, in the last two games, they're averaging 13.5 points surrendered. You're going to win a lot of games, you give up 13.
Yeah.
Whether you score 40 or 20, if you're only giving up 13, you're going to be in pretty good shape. Now, if you want to be dismissive and say Deshaun Watson and that Cleveland Browns offense is broken, you might be right. But the Cardinals just beat the Niners, and they shut them down the week before. So maybe they're really onto something here.
You were talking about Allegretti earlier. I don't know if you saw the lick where I think Coleman is blocking Myles Garrett, and he came off with a double and chipped him.
Cleaned him out.
I was looking at it at home, and I jumped up like, yes! That's the type of stuff I like seeing.
Well, to your point, though, about you got to be locked in and have a normal demeanor, and then when the game starts, you got to flip a switch and become a different human. Luvu and Wagner, I would say, have become the leaders of this defense, or the playmakers of this defense, or the guys that are just flying around to the ball. And
leaders of the team.
And Luvu and Wagner, I was texting with a buddy of mine that lives out in Colorado, but he's a huge Skins fan. And he was saying, he's like, dude, I'm not sure how this is happening, but Luvu's might be my new favorite player. And I was like, I get it. Like, he, you know, I think early
he
on.
He plays angry and aggressive.
Violent.
Isn't that tackle football? I don't know why people think because the rules have changed, people got to become soft. This is still a physical, violent game.
But when you talk to Frankie during the week at his locker, coming off the practice field, chill.
Yeah.
Like, easygoing, very chill.
And I explained that to you yesterday. Brian Dawkins, the guy on the field and the guy off the field, you would not believe they're the same people.
We had the great recommendation from our guy in the chat yesterday. I can't remember his name. I'm going to try to find it real quick. The Commanders posted that video of Luvu in the post game, two claps and a woo. And
woo! Just, he said, let's do that Ric Flair.
Yeah.
He says that in the video.
And just his energy is so dope. And I got it here. It was Gerald Robinson yesterday suggested, see if you can talk the powers that be at Northwest Stadium if they could play the Luvu two claps and a Ric Flair in the stadium. It will be nuts. So that was Gerald Robinson. So here's what I can tell you, Gerald. I sent that to our friend of the program, DJ Premonition, and he gave it the heart emoji. I don't know what you're allowed to do. I'd have to go back and make sure there's no curse words or whatever, but I mentioned that to Frankie yesterday.
I don't think there was no curse words.
I don't think there were. I mentioned it to Frankie. I was like, dude, I want you to know I sent this to the in-game DJ. I don't know if they could pull it off. He's like, oh, that would be lit. So you have Frankie's support, Primo, if you're listening. If that happens, I'm very happy to be a conduit middleman, our program, to the fans, because I do think – you imagine if Luvu gets a sack and then they drop the let me
what
get two claps
before
and a red flare.
Pacha, pacha.
It's I think it's the haka, I believe is what it's called. But it's like the rugby chant.
I know the haka dance, but I'm saying he's saying pacha.
I'd have to watch
when
it
when he say pacha, can they clap?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend.
Where my dog's at?
He does that. And they all call him, I'm trying to think, I think it's a Samoan word for brother or for family, like Usa or Uso, something like that, because a lot of the guys just call him Us. It's really fun when not to sound like the dude from A-Team, but like it's really fun when a plan comes together and you start to see kind of these bonds. Wagner and Luvu in the middle of that defense, they might have something. Now, who knows, man? The Ravens are also really freaking good. So you don't want to get away from the main event here. I've gotten this question. I did a hit on Monumental yesterday. They have a betting show. And I got asked this question. I want to ask you. We got some J.J. Watt audio we got to play. We got a really packed show. We're going to Baltimore twice. Kadri Ismail won a Super Bowl with the Ravens. Kad is on the Ravens broadcast. Also just a great dude, great conversation. Yep. Kadri's going to join us at 11. At 1 o'clock, Jason Lockenfora is going to join us, host of a radio show, Baltimore in the Afternoons. Obviously used to cover the Skins for the Post many years back. Peter Rosenberg, usual slot, 1:30 this afternoon. Peter's coming to the game this weekend in Baltimore.
Oh, boy.
So I'm curious how that all went down. We're going to do Bleep You at noon. I have a Bleep You. I may also have to bleep myself. I made a fairly dramatic, and dramatic only in the smallest sense, mistake this morning. But
oh, I mean, that's your regular day.
Yeah, it is. But here's the question that I don't view it this way, but I'm guessing Jeff does, and I'm curious where the rest of us land on the does this matter spectrum. The Commanders are almost a touchdown underdogs to the Ravens. 6.5 points.
Mm-hmm.
Is that disrespect?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rips, two more!
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Respectful, we explore next. And the lights are blinking. I'm thinking it's all over when I go out drinking. Oh, making my mind slow. P. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live in Ashburn, VA. Only a couple more days. Commanders Ravens going to be a big one. This is big boy football, man. If you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. And the Ravens, certainly regular season anyway, have been a seriously tough out.
Tough out, definitely.
Here's the thing. You know you're good when the only validation your team can really reach at this point is a Lombardi, right? Like, in Washington, they've been really so bad for so long and so inconsistent, and they haven't won. There hasn't been a playoff win out here in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're talking about 2 decades. Maybe it's 18 years, but I'm going to round up, okay? Mm-hmm. They haven't had a home playoff win, I think, since you were playing.
Wow.
So, obviously, Super Bowls are the goal, but for Washington, you want them to get to a point where they're a consistent contender.
Yeah.
Where you're going to the playoffs every
year. If you're a consistent contender, then guess what? You can probably make it. But if you're not a contender, you can't make it.
If you're a consistent contender, then all of a sudden, you just got to get hot at the right time. You got to be healthy at the right time. I mean, crazy things happen. What we're seeing with the Chiefs right now is honestly a bit of an example of it. The Chiefs have won back-to-back and three of the last four. I think going into the playoffs, the last time the Chiefs were necessarily the favorite to win everything, it's probably that first one they broke through and won, back when they had Tyreek and the super explosive offense and everything. Last year, they weren't even the one seed in the AFC. They had to go on the road twice, and everybody's like, oh, we don't know if they can go on the road.
But you know one thing
about
them?
Sure enough,
they can. They've been there. And that's what I'm talking about earlier. Like, when you've been through stuff, you don't have to wonder. You know. Pat Mahomes has been in every situation possible. So when you have a quarterback like Pat, if you give him a chance, a la Buffalo, 19 seconds, what did he do with it?
I think it was 13.
13, well, whatever. You're going to lose. The ultimate thing is you have to constantly.
How nuts is that? It was 13 seconds.
Listen, man, it's just he understands how to play this game, what's going to happen, and they don't get flustered. And I think right now we see something building like that, you know, and listen. I know how fans are. I know how media are. We always ahead of the we're ahead of the cart. We're ahead of the horse. Then we had the cart way before. But the players are always trying their best to just figure out a way, keep this thing going consistently, and just know what you have coming.
So I want to ask this question. You know, these people in the chat think we're broadcasting from Wegmans. Go find us at Wegmans.
Wegmans?
We're in the sandwich aisle.
That's what they think? Why?
Because they're nuts. I don't know.
Listen, Wegmans in Ashburn.
We're just going to be real. The Commanders are cool with us now. There was a stretch when I was living out of the back of my truck like a homeless dude.
But if you ever noticed, when JB was out the back of the truck, I didn't come here.
So. There's a whole lot of explanations involved there, but we're not going to get into it. I do want to ask. I think Jaden, this coaching staff, there's a million factors as to why something is brewing here, but it does feel like a regular playoff contender is brewing here. And that's going to happen over time, right? Like, 1 year doesn't constitute that. But it feels like you've got the right ingredients. What do you always say to make your gumbo? You got to start with the roux. Like,
yeah.
Feels like the roux is a
brewer. You got to build a base, man. They are building a hell of a foundation, bro.
Now, for the people that this bothers, I think you got to relax. I think
what bothers?
I think you're overly concerned about stuff that kind of doesn't matter. If you feel that the point spread for Ravens Commanders at 6.5 is disrespectful, I think you should focus your attention elsewhere. But what that's on you, because you just shook it up and pretended to spray me, and then it...
It didn't spray. I know it's going to have a little spit of fizz, but, you know.
I tell you what, I'm not sure we need landfill. Beamich is on second.
No, this is protein coffee.
But it's still coffee, though. Still caffeine.
It's not really that much. It's a lot of protein.
Do you feel the point spread, and it, by and large, everywhere you look, 6.5 points, Ravens are favored, is disrespectful to Washington?
No. I don't think so, because naturally what they do, they give you 3 points at home. And then when you look at the overall, and they look at – the one thing about the point spread, it goes about history. It goes about, you know, both sides of the ball, all this stuff. If you look at it, give me 3 at home, and then you would think that 3.5 points would be something that's logical. So now you get to 6.5. No, it's not disrespectful. You know, it's a motivation.
How much of all the motivation these guys need do you think the point spread
is? You may think no athlete needs motivation, but everything motivates an athlete.
Sure.
You think Michael Jordan needed motivation?
No.
So Joe Dumars, like I said, I said this before, Joe Dumars never said he was the Jordan stopper. Guess who said Joe Dumars said that? Michael Jordan said it. He said it somewhere, then they started printing it in the paper. So guess what? When you pick up the paper and you see it, Although you know you said it, now you start to say, this SOB talking? You made the story up, and it motivated you. Athletes use all kind of stuff to motivate them, dude. I would look at the guy had on the same number as I did. Oh, I'm going to show him who's best. If the guy was from the same town or from the same area, oh, I'm going to have the bragging rights going. Anything motivates an athlete. Athletes are weird. I'm being real.
I'm aware of that. Jeffrey, 6.5 points. Commanders are underdogs to the Ravens. Is it disrespectful?
Not at all.
Really? All right, explain.
This is all new for us, JP. Just like it's new for us, it's new for the league. You know, some people are fully buying in, some people are not. Do I care about the point spread? No. I don't care if we win by 1 point. Let's just win the game. I care less about the betting. Let's just win the game. I'm not disrespected at all. And honestly, I like being an underdog. We always been underdogs. We win, it's going to feel that much better. But am I disrespect? Do I feel disrespected by it? Nah, I'm all right with it.
Jeff's all right with it. Landini?
I think it is. I mean, yeah, look, they're 4-1. They've been absolutely blowing teams out of the water, and they're almost a touchdown underdog in week 6. I think that is, yes, disrespectful of the team.
I think two things. Vegas ain't worried about...
Vegas don't care about nobody's feeling. Vegas care about building buildings, man.
Yeah, they're worried about money. And they're doing their best to get bettors onto both sides of this bet.
Yes.
Now, there are times, and it's important to point this out, because I know that geniuses like Chris Russell think Vegas doesn't know anything. Good luck with that theory. There are times where Vegas has a lean, and they will intentionally put the line one way or the other to get folks off their lean. That mm-hmm. does occur. But most of the time, they just want the money split. And if you look right now, I'm looking at a website that I'm familiar with. Baltimore -6.5, 44% of bets are on Baltimore, 56% are on Washington. If you're looking at the percentage of money, so that's the bet count, right? But every bet can be worth a different value, so $5, $500, whatever. 44% of tickets are on the Ravens -6.5, but 52% of the money is on the Ravens -6.5. So you know what Vegas has, and not maybe calling it Vegas is maybe ineffective anymore because you can bet in Virginia and D.C. and Maryland and wherever else. But you know what the odds makers have on this? An even spread. And then everybody that loses, whatever side you're on, you also lose that 10% juice. And you know who gets rich? Vegas. So I don't think this is disrespectful. I think this is where they've identified the math. Yeah. I think Washington has the better record in this thing. Baltimore has beaten the better opponents. The only real blemish on either record, I would say, is the Ravens losing at home to the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, Washington lost week 1 at Tampa. That's a team that's won their division 3 straight seasons. Baltimore lost week 1 at the Chiefs as they were unveiling a new Super Bowl banner. That's a tough place to win. The line, I don't think anybody should feel disrespected. Two, if you do, take the freaking points. Mm-hmm. Take the points all the way to the bank. I think there's reason to like it. If you like Washington in this game, be fired up and just take the points. No fading Jaden, baby. It's not that complicated. You know what else is
it? You got to win, baby.
You know what's not complicated in these matters? Is if you need new windows, you call Paul Henry. Damn it. Paul Henry's Windows and Doors, nobody will change your house faster. You can do a lot of things to your home. You could paint it, put up wallpaper, install those dope speakers that are wireless all around your house. But nothing will make your house more comfortable in the winter, cool in the summer, and knock down your utility bills like new windows and doors. If you call this month, you get $100 off windows with a 5-window minimum and $500 off doors.
And if you want somebody that's going to come in and do exactly what they say in the time that they say, even sooner than they say they're going to be finished, you want to reach out to Paul Henry, because Paul's a guy who comes in, he tells you exactly how he's going to get it done, how much it's going to cost, and he doesn't go over it. You know, a lot of times you think you have to spend a lot of money. Paul will come in and let you know that you don't have to spend that much money. He's an honest, open and honest guy, and I believe in him. Listen, I've had him come to my house several times, and as I stated, he will be coming back to my house again, taking care of some more stuff. So when a guy comes in and does right by me, I'm going to make sure other people hear that. He did some of my neighbors' houses in my neighborhood, and he's been doing a lot of people around. Like JP and I, he took care of us. So you want to reach out to him right now, you can get $100 off each window with the 5-window minimum and 10% off each door. You can contact Paul Hinges Window Installation today and tell him B-Mitch and a Big Ear Finley sent you. PaulHingesWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
So you remember a couple weeks back, my little one, AJ, is 5 years old in kindergarten. And she's really kind of breaking through on reading right now. Mm-hmm. And a couple weeks back, she came home with a Commander's book from the library. Mm. And it's like, you know, it's like the series is called like My First Team. And they have like little books about teams all over the country. Mm-hmm. And it was funny reading the Commander's book because they're trying to tell the history of the Commanders. Now, granted, this is for 5 year olds, so you can kind of extrapolate a lot out of two seasons or whatever.
Yeah.
But this week, so she goes to the library every Tuesday and then has to return the books Thursday. So we always read them those couple days. This week, she came home with a Redskins book. And that prompted a lot more questions.
Oh, yeah.
And it was
but
like,
it's good, though, for them to ask those questions, man.
Totally. But it was just funny because in the Redskins book, it was, one, the old name, clearly. There's a whole two-page layout about FedEx Field. And I'm like, well, it's not called that anymore. And she's like, did it go away? And I was like, no.
It's but, still there.
But, dude, so.
That money went away.
Yeah. But for my, well, then, like, I got to look this up.
I'm going to tell you this. The things you tell me about your older daughter, Shelby.
Yeah.
You're going to have way more questions.
Oh.
Because she's going to talk to the baby. Sure. I'm letting you know from experience. I'm the youngest of 7, dog. My mom and dad are like, can y'all please stop talking to him so he can stop talking to us? She's going to ask you all types of questions because she's going to know why, when, well, for what? Please, why did they do that? You know, you're going to get all those questions, brother.
Sure. It's just fun, though, because so we're reading this book about the Redskins and Kirk Cousins on the cover. And the only – Daryl Green was in both. Theismann was in both. Like, they do try to show some respect. But one thing stood out to me. Like, you want to know why – Commanders fans are so excited about Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think, and maybe you know this off the top of your head, who do you think has the franchise record for passing touchdowns?
Sonny?
You'd think it's Sonny, and that's reasonable, even though Sonny played 50 years ago, but like Sonny was just that good, right?
Yeah.
It's not Sonny.
Kirk?
No.
Who?
Joe T.
Sammy Ball.
Damn. Sammy Ball didn't play. Man, come on. Doc didn't even get a chance to play with Sammy Ball.
Bro, I mean, all due respect to Sammy Ball. But a dude that played in the 40s should not be your all-time touchdown.
How many did he have?
187.
That's not good.
In 15 years. And B, I don't know this, but I imagine they stopped playing football during World War One or World War II, rather, right? Like, didn't they probably take a year or two off?
I'm sure they did.
I don't know. I'm not trying to be flippant. But like
the Redskins won the championship during World War II.
Well, I think they had to have taken it. I guess they didn't. I'm looking. Sammy Ball played in 40, 41, 42, 43, 44. Okay. Shout out to Sammy Ball.
Well, you know, like that's one thing about it. Like when they had 9/11, the military folks were like, no, y'all got to play. That's our one thing that takes us away from
the battlefield. They took the 1 week off, right?
Yeah.
And that was what they said was after JFK got shot, that one of the big mistakes the country made was not canceling football that weekend. For whatever that's worth. I wasn't around. I'm looking – hold on. This is crazy. You know I'd get into Pro Football Reference deep
this guy said my son brought home a Skins book, and it had Wentz on the cover.
Yikes.
That's one you throw away right there, brother.
Yo, listen to this. And I don't know the time difference, right, from Hawaii to D.C.
Probably 6 hours.
Okay. Well, you tell me then. On December 7th, 1941, the Skins played the Eagles at Griffith Stadium. That's pretty wild. Now, I don't, again, this is
the
like,
same day?
Bro, that's a day that will live in infamy,
well,
right?
News did not move as fast as it does today, so they probably didn't know at first.
But I'm just saying, what time would that have been in Hawaii to the East Coast? Maybe this game might have been over before Pearl Harbor even happened. I don't know.
Well,
Lanville, you're
talking
know?
About a six-hour difference.
I'm guessing the game was being played.
That's wild, man.
Yeah, so you're talking about 6 hours, man. So, and today, news don't move, bro, like it used to.
Sure, but I imagine Pearl Harbor happens, and maybe the stadium's not getting the news, but I would think the White House, you know, FDR was getting that news pretty quick. That's remarkable.
I guarantee it wasn't as quick as they do it today. Hell, sure. It happens, you know it a second later.
Right. I think there were, like, telegraphs involved. Oh, my, yo, listen to this. So the 1941 Redskins went 6-5, okay?
Uh-huh.
They finished third in the NFL East. They were coached by Ray Flaherty. Turk Edwards was the line coach. They played a New York team twice that season. They split with them. Mm-hmm. Who do you think that New York team was?
The Giants.
They opened their season with a loss to the Giants at home.
They've been spitting ever since then, huh?
The next week, they beat the Brooklyn Dodgers 3-0. And then November 9th, week 7, they lost to the Brooklyn Dodgers at
Brooklyn. I didn't ask you a question.
Brooklyn.
I want to ask a question real
13
quick.
13-7.
Since you said that. Brooklyn Dodgers, does that sound like a menacing name in football?
I didn't even know they played football.
No, but what I'm saying, why would you call them a Dodger? So I want people to the name thing always pops up for me. Brooklyn Dodgers.
Hard to catch a Dodger, I guess?
I don't know,
sir. I have learned, especially going through the rebrand here in Washington, not to take any sports team name too literally.
I'm just saying, like, what? It's not even a fun name. How is a Dodger a fun name?
Lanville, you're the seam head among us, even though you try to keep it under wraps. Did you know the Brooklyn Dodgers also played football in the NFL? Because I did not.
Yeah, I mean, so did there was a team called the Giants and the Yankees. They were just trying to get attention. There was a football team called the Boston Braves. Maybe you've heard of them. They're still around.
Yeah, but the Atlanta Braves didn't exist then.
Right.
I don't think the Milwaukee Braves existed.
No, they definitely existed. They were in Boston. They were called the Boston Braves. Then there was a football team founded there, and they said, let's call our football team the Boston Braves.
And then they moved the Boston Braves to Milwaukee?
Yeah.
I thought they came here.
The baseball team, then they moved the football team here.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Brooklyn Dodgers were the football team version of the baseball team. I knew the Giants because they called them the New York Football Giants because the New York Baseball Giants were. It's interesting. Do you know who scored first in the November 9th, 1941 game between the Dodgers and the Redskins, B?
You say what?
Who scored the first touchdown?
The person?
Yeah.
What year is this?
1941.
Sammy Ball.
Nope.
I don't know.
It would be the great Pug Manders.
Yeah, I used to know him. We hung out together.
Played his college ball at Drake. Pug. Kadri Ismail joins the program next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.